The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the news show. It is the 10th of February, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. The Galaxy Z Flip. We know it's a real thing now because the Oscars said it was. Yeah, we've had quite a few leaks over the past few weeks of this phone from Samsung. Instead of unveiling it at the Galaxy Unpacked event that's coming on February 11th, they thought, why not put it in an ad during the Oscars? Granted, though, the ad doesn't really give us much more to look at than we've already seen, but we do have a little bit better look of what it looks like unfolded. And when it's unfolded, we can see what appears to be, anyways, a secondary display. And by all accounts, it looks like it'll flash when caller ID comes up, you got an incoming call. Yeah, you kind of get the idea. Of course, things we've heard in the past, Snapdragon 855 Plus processor, 3300 milliamp hour battery, and supposedly two primary cameras. As far as the cost, we're still hearing around that $1,400 mark. So yeah, this is not going to be a cheap flip. Hey, speaking of things that wasn't cheap, how about Apple's fine? 25 million euros. What's it for? Well, because they slowed down older iPhones. Remember that? Ah, yes, Apple's back and forth story about the iPhone 6 or the SE or the 7 handsets, saying they were just trying to increase the life of the phone due to its aging and hardware incompatibilities. That's why they were slowing it down. Turns out the EU thought, yeah, that's full of BS. Particularly the French consumer watchdog. Yeah, I'm talking about the DGCCRF. If you want to know what that stands for, go Google it. Anyways, they've handed them about a $27 million fine, or 25 million euros. According to the DGCCRF, these updates released in the year of 2017 included a dynamic power management system, which could, under certain conditions, slow down the functioning of the iPhone 6 SE 7 models. And because they were unable to revert to the previous version of the operating system, many consumers were reportedly forced to change batteries or just simply buy a new phone. Now, of course, Apple's contesting the fine, though probably in the end it might just be cheaper for them to pay it. I mean, come on, what's $27 million to Apple nowadays? And hopefully they've learned their lesson. Probably not, but we'll see. That's a day for phones. From iOS, we go over to Android, and guess what? Yep, security flaws. You knew that was coming, didn't you? Come on. This time, the security flaw is letting attackers send malware over Bluetooth. Security researchers over at ERNW have found a vulnerability called BlueFrag, letting those hackers deliver malware and even steal data from nearby phones that are running Android 8, that would be Oreo, or Android 9 Pie. The hacker only needs the Bluetooth MAC address, and yeah, that's sometimes pretty easy to accomplish. And the problem is, you won't even know it's taking place. Now, if you're on Android 10, don't worry about this. Not going to affect you. For those on the older models, yes, there is a patch out there. Currently the February 2020 security patch. Or there's the other option. You can look at the person right next to you and say, do I trust this person? Do I really? And finally, boy, I tell you what, Microsoft, Windows 7, they just don't want people to use this operating system anymore. Yeah, I know, we've all heard about the desktop black screen that supposedly they were going to charge you to fix that, and then they said, nah, we'll just go ahead and fix it. Being the fact that Windows 7 is dead, well, here comes another bug. This one actually prevents users from shutting it down or even rebooting the computer. This is coming from multiple reports online, a whole bunch of people over at Reddit and a lot of other places as well that are still hanging on to dear life for their Windows 7. They're actually getting a pop-up message now that says, you do not have permission to shut down this computer. That's every time they try to attempt to shut it down or even reboot the system. Now, the funny thing is, as of now, at least of doing this show, Microsoft has said nada about this. I know it is Monday, things are just getting started, maybe they're just taking their time. And hopefully for you Windows 7 users that are still out there, Microsoft might actually fix this for you for free. Or this is Microsoft's last-ditch effort to move your butt on over to 10. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our official website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Best in the business, as far as we're concerned. We love them for their great, reliable web hosting. We love them, too, for the great customer service. We think you're going to love them, too. If you're looking for web hosting today, give them a try. TSOHost.com. Check us out on Twitter, too, and give us a follow over there at British Tech, or come by our community and join us. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so join in today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself an excellent Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.